Afternoon, friends. Thanks for tuning in for another short devotional message from the Word of the Lord. I don't know if you've ever reached wit's end corner. Have you ever just felt that there's nowhere to go? Have you ever felt so downcast and so discouraged that you just can't see a way out of your situation, even as a Christian? God's servant Job felt like that. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the book of Job. It's a book that's, I suppose, very much neglected in this modern day and age in which we're living. People like a prosperity gospel. They like to think about all the things that they will get and they will receive if they live the Christian life. But the book of Job is a very honest book, and it opens up some very deep truths that we, I suppose, are ignorant of in this day of superficiality. The Bible says that Job is a man who was perfect before God in his generations, a man who feared God, who eschewed evil, a man who rose up early every morning to offer sacrifice unto God on behalf of his family, just in case his sons had sinned. So he was a very, very spiritually tuned in individual, a spiritually sensitive man. And yet, in a spiritual realm all around him that he was ignorant of, there was spiritual forces at work to try to destroy his integrity, to try to destroy his faith, to sift him, even as Satan desired to have Peter, that he might sift him as wheat. Satan desired to sift Job, to shake him so that there was nothing left of his faith. And Job was a man who was plunged into bereavement, into heartache, into financial ruin, into despair, into pain and suffering, mentally, physically, emotionally, and even to a degree spiritually. And then, of course, all of his friends come in, Eliphaz and Bildad and Zophar, and these comforters came in, and they all threw in their pennies worth and told Job where they thought that he had gone wrong, and they accused him of secret sin in his life, and they accused him of lack of faith and lack of trust, and they accused him of loose living, and they told him that God was punishing him for not walking with God the way he should. And Job was left very much alone. And then in Job chapter 23, we read these remarkable words. Job answered and said, verse 1, "Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning." And then he speaks about God and he speaks about prayer. "Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him. I would fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say. And unto me will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him. So should I be delivered even from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him." Job says, "I try to pray, can't find God anywhere. I can't seem to experience his presence. I try to pray, but it seems as if my prayers are going no higher than the ceiling. It feels as if it's not true, but it feels as if God's abandoned me. It seems that there's darkness everywhere. I'm going through these dark providences, trials, difficulties. There's nobody that I can turn to that understands how I feel. And then whenever I try to pray to bring my case before God and argue before God and plead my case before God, I can't seem to find him anywhere." And so here's a man that's reached wit's end corner. And yet he says in Job 23, verse 10, "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." It's very true that we walk by faith and not by sight. And certainly Job can't see the hand of God in his life. He doesn't feel the blessing of God in his life. He can't really trace the presence of God in his life at that particular time. Prayer is so difficult. Friends have let him down. Even his wife said, "Job, curse God and die." And all that Job has is that little piece of mustard seed faith, wherever he's able to say, "He knoweth the way that I take." Job didn't know the way that he was going. He didn't know where this journey was taking him to, but he was able to say, "The Lord knoweth." Be still, my friend, and know that there's a God in heaven. Just wherever you are in life, be still and know that He is God. He's trying you, perhaps. He's testing you. Your faith is being tried. You're going through that fiery trial. He knoweth the way that I take. God knows. When He hath tried me. Job knew that he was being tried, and he also knew that his trial would come to an end. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. May God bless you today, friend, whatever you're going through. We all go through trials. Sometimes we wonder what God is doing. I have to confess that I often wonder myself. Sometimes my faith is very small. Sometimes I get discouraged, just like everybody else. But the Lord knows. He knows the way that we take. When He has tried us, we shall come forth as gold. Don't try to work your way out of the trial that you're in. Just keep trusting. Keep on believing. Jesus is near. God knows what He's doing. And may God bless you and encourage you today. Thank you for your time. See you soon.